Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Show tonight has been talking about some cryptocurrency fundamentals, which the market is constantly trying to teach people through these major exchange failures. You can go all the way back to MT Gox, the very first ever cryptocurrency exchange. It was actually named that apparently because it was Magic the Gathering online exchange.
Right.
And then somehow the guy that was in, you know, behind it decided he wanted to offer Bitcoin as well, so it became the first Bitcoin exchange, and it failed. And there was like some shenanigans going on behind the scenes. Many years later, people actually did get some Bitcoin back out of that one. But a lot of these newer ones, this one, FTX, boy, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to get anything out of this one. They may not have anything left. They took customer funds, allegedly, and spent it on various different gambling kinds of things. Not like gambling in Vegas gambling, but gambling on, you know, investments and things like that.
Well, and the thing is, and I was kind of trying to say this earlier, mentioning like Eric Voorhees and Andreas Antonopoulos and several other cryptocurrency advocates. All of this information is out there. All of the information you need to protect yourself, to make sure that you don't get ripped off, to make sure that when an exchange goes down, you minimize your risk. All of this information exists. It's on the internet. It's on YouTube. It's on Twitter. It's on all of the social media sites. It exists. It's in book form. It's in digital format. It's in audio format. It's in video format. You pick, like, how you want to learn about it. So, to some extent, if you lost your ass on something like FTX, you're partially to blame because you didn't insulate yourself enough. You didn't educate yourself enough on proper handling of your cryptocurrency keys.
Yeah. That's a fact. Nobody? Go ahead.
Just absolutely agree. I mean, a lot of the reason I think that Mt. Gox failed... My personal guess is that he didn't start out to rip anybody off. He just didn't know what the hell he was doing. And not knowing what the hell you're doing often leads to damage to other people. And damage to yourself.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, especially if millions of dollars in value are involved.
It's
or in
true.
This case, billions of dollars. And that's one of the reasons why they're comparing this now to Enron, the former Treasury Secretary of the Clinton and Obama administrations took a look at this. Of course, Enron was 22 years ago, according to FoxBusiness.com. He listed various aspects that seemingly factored into his reasoning. He said, quote, the smartest guys in the room, not just financial error, but certainly from the reports, whiffs of fraud. Stadium namings, very early in a company's history. Apparently both Enron and FTX did that. Vast explosion of wealth.
Well, that speaks to a lot of ego. It certainly doesn't improve your customers aren't deriving any service from having a stadium named after you.
Nope, it's just a big, like you said, it's ego thing. It's like, oh, look, we've got our name, or in this case, his name and his face was the primary advertisement.
There's something to that, though, because people, easily duped people, I guess, will buy into the image of prestige, right? And so having your name on, you know, a stadium or something like that, you know, gives the illusion of prestige.
Because they're successful.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, they must be successful. They've got their name on. And so instead of doing any actual research into either cryptocurrency or this particular outfit,
right?
They just go, oh, they must be legit.
Must be safe.
Look, they've got their name on a stadium for F6.
vast explosion of wealth that nobody quite understands where it comes from, he said. Enron had signed a $100 million, 30-year sponsorship deal with the Houston Astros to name their stadium Enron Field at the time. Now, recently, FTX signed a $135 million, 19-year deal to put its name on FTX Arena, the home of NBA's Miami Heat.
Wow.
The cryptocurrency exchange announced Friday morning that it, Alameda Research, West Realm Series, and 130 affiliated companies had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And here's a detail the CNBC story didn't have. The founder, we mentioned how he resigned. I didn't mention the name of the person who replaced him as CEO because it didn't seem important. Well, turns out it's the former Enron liquidator, John J. Ray III, taking over the role. So literally the same dude steps in to handle the liquidation, the bankruptcy.
And help me understand something else. You said early in, I think, the first bit of this article or the first article you were reading that...
By the way, it's not our Johnny Ray from back in the day. He's a janitor. Yeah. Just to clarify. Anyway,
and
go ahead.
And a super cool dude.
Yeah.
It sounded to me like this guy created this token and then was taking loans out on the token to further the company?
Yeah, he was backing his own company somehow with this token, with like billions of dollars worth of this token.
That just screams of Schadenfreude.
Yeah, it's really bad. Really bad stuff. So anyway, that's basically the story. I don't think that we really needed to go any further into this. Because I guess the real takeaway here, as we've said, is it's not your keys, not your coins. Keep custody of your own Bitcoin, your own cryptocurrency. If you don't know how to do this, look up some tutorials. If you're if you're a brand new user, I get it, right? Like there's a learning curve, and you, all you know is, oh, I signed up for Coinbase, or I signed up for, you know, FTX, or whatever.
Or I downloaded an app from the Play Store, and now it's just numbers, right? If you don't know the basics. The 101, right? Not your keys, not your coins is so cryptocurrency 101. I can't even tell you how kindergarten it is.
But they don't teach you this on the exchanges.
No,
they tell you, your currency's safe here. Just leave
it
with
us. Or in the apps that you download.
Yeah, so you've got to figure out which wallets are what they call non-custodial, meaning that the wallet company does not have custody of your funds. You do. It's kind of a confusing term, non-custodial, right? Like, you want custody of your own funds, and that's what a non-custodial wallet does.
Right.
And these other things, like FTX, Coinbase, these are what they call custodial wallets, where this company that you don't know has custody over your funds. That could mean they go out of business, like FTX is doing, go bankrupt. Could mean they get hacked and lose your customer funds that way. And it could mean that they just, you know, simply mismanage things and lose your money. The government could come in and say, freeze their account, and then they could freeze your account just like a bank would do. These are all potential things that can happen when you leave your crypto in somebody else's hands. So there is one other aspect of this that I think is worth talking about, and that is that what do you do for exchange purposes? Well, there are what they call non-KYC exchanges that are a step in the right direction, but they still, some of them still hold your funds. So what you really want to look into is decentralized finance, or what they call decentralized exchanges. Now, to be fair, this is a bit of a more advanced topic. They're getting easier to use, and what we're starting to see happen is things like ThorChain, which is a decentralized exchange, are being integrated behind the scenes into other decentralized finance apps. So if you use Shapeshift, from what I understand, I've seen their press releases.
Sure.
They have embraced ThorChain, which is a decentralized exchange, which allows people to take what they call level one cryptocurrencies, not the tokens or whatever per se. Sometimes yes, but like Bitcoin itself,
right.
Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum,
Litecoin, Monero.
Not Monero yet.
Really?
But there's maybe several different cryptos that you can exchange without having to have an exchange account, without them knowing who you are, and without losing custody or control over your funds. And that's the real the key takeaway here is if you can exchange your cryptos one for the other without ever having to actually give a third party, somebody you don't know, and have no idea whether you can trust custody, you've taken a step in the right direction.
Great.
And so this thing called Thorchain, I've been fascinated by it for the last couple of years. I didn't. I was in jail when it really started to get popular, so unfortunately I missed out. But it's absolutely fascinating technology. I've read a lot about it, and I recommend that people look into that. If you're into cryptocurrency and you're sick of these centralized exchanges, really you ought to look into Thorchain. They allow you to do what they call liquidity pooling. You can actually offer your own crypto up. Now, there's risks involved.
Sure.
But you control your coins, and you can, in theory, make, you know, a percentage or whatever off of offering your own crypto to help make these transactions possible. But it's all decentralized. It's all from the ground up. There's no CEO of this thing that can fail. And we're just starting to see the beginnings of this sort of decentralized move forward, and hopefully we're going to see more competitors in the future.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us here on the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And I got bad news for you. The silver starter kit that we've been telling you about, it's sold out. I just went to bullionmax.com/FTL. And that product is no longer available. So that's the thing that they've got on our special page. You can alert yourself. They'll give you an alert. You can sign up for an email, and they'll let you know when it's back in stock. But right now,
we did tell you to act fast.
Yeah, somebody did apparently. So that's good news. The deal was 5-ounce silver starter kit plus a bonus gold back. No, maybe they're going to bring that back. Maybe they're going to give us something else to tell you about. But meanwhile, you can still go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Start there. That way they know we sent you over there. We don't get any kind of, they don't pay us for per order or anything like that. They're just buying ads with us, which is great. I'm so glad that we've got a great dealer of gold and silver products on here because, you know, cryptocurrency, which has been the focus of the show here tonight and the failure of this cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, is not the end-all be-all. It is not everything out there as far as alternatives is concerned. There's still a lot of people that understand inherently the value of precious metals like gold and silver. And the folks over at Bullion Max, they make it easy. You don't have to talk to a salesperson to order things from their website. Your precious metals ship out fully insured directly to your home. Whether you want to get ounces of silver, fractional gold like the gold back, or a full-on ounce of gold or whatever, they got all that stuff. They got a variety of products, beautiful pieces, everything from, you know, straight-up bars of what you're looking for to the numismatic coins and things like that. So whatever you're looking to buy, they probably have it. Bullion Max is a great site with a huge selection. Just right now, no silver starter kits left. So head over to bullionmax.com/FTL and get yourself some of the most stable assets in recorded history. You don't like inflation? Well, get your money out of the dollar and put it into something else. Bullionmax.com/FTL. Dean, the captain, and nobody here. It's also Veterans Day, Captain. You wanted to comment about that.
It's a very special holiday, of course, for a lot of people. And, I've spent a lot of time and a lot of Veterans Days either ignoring or, not thanking veterans. This year, it's a little bit different. I've changed my tune. And I want to say thank you to all the veterans today, particularly the ones who are online and who have, updated their profile pic with, themselves in uniform or, otherwise, participating in that kind of thing. Because it lets us know where you are. It lets us know that you really don't care about freedom at all. It lets us know who the order followers are. It lets us know who will obey the politician's orders when it comes time to murder some more people. In fact, if you're a veteran and you claim to care about freedom, you should be at the steps of the White House right now. If you claim to defend freedom and to fight for freedom.
What do you mean by that? Because the United States
government is the largest threat to freedom.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That we currently live under. And so there's all these people being thanked for their contribution to freedom when they really haven't. All they've done is obeyed politicians' orders to go and murder people they've never met for, some sort of a squabble that they have no real involvement in. And under the illusion that they're doing it for freedom. They're not doing it for freedom. They did it to build the empire.
Well, and the smart ones figured that out, right? Like, they realized it too late. They'd already joined the military, and then they went over and they, started being ordered to do all these horrific things to innocent people.
After they suffer some PTSD for the rest of their lives. Yeah, among
it's
other
tragic.
Things.
It's tragic. I feel for those guys that they bought into the lies, hook, line, and sinker. They thought they were doing something for freedom, but they were really just obeying politicians, and then they hurt themselves in the process mentally and maybe physically as well for the rest of their lives. lives. Luckily, some of them do figure it out, and they join the freedom movement after they yes. leave. Some of them move here to New Hampshire, and they
but
help
very
us
few
out.
Percentage.
I don't
wise.
Know. I don't know what the percentage is, Captain. That's a good question. What do you think, nobody?
Well, I guess first I'm going to give a shout out to my bro Dorner, who's a true hero among men. I think a lot of people, you can break most people with 12 years of brainwashing, and that's what the public schools provide. So I can't be angry at people who failed to rise above that. I've got a, it's like when your cat brings you a dead mouse. It's like, I didn't want one of those, but I appreciate the thought.
Right.
So to me, and of course it's very difficult, especially after you've done service. I've counseled people in my church who are ex-military, and it's hard for them to, first off, it's hard for them to admit the truth to themselves, because they can keep telling themselves they're a hero as long as they want, and a lot of them stop, and then it's very difficult for them to forgive themselves. Mm-hmm. So I have a great deal of sympathy for people in that position, I guess.
I'm very willing.
And it could have been me. I joined the military when I was 25, and lucky for me, they threw my butt out.
I'm not beyond forgiving, and in fact, I think I'm a very forgiving person, particularly for people who were in the military and have sort of
come around.
I know
you are, but I wanted to say that to the audience who might not know that about you.
Mm. I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
I just want to point out that it's sort of self-revealing when you change your photo and you still spout the statist nonsense of, and other people congratulate you. And, you know, if you walk around with a sense of entitlement, I remember last year I was outside of New Hampshire for Veterans Day. I was at a very busy bar, restaurant type thing. And this guy comes in. And, you know, the waitress hands him a menu, said, "What can I get you?" He's like, "I'll have a beer or whatever." And then she comes over to take his order. He's like, "Oh, do you have a veterans menu?" And she's like, "Well, it's whatever's on the menu you have in front of you, but it's, you know, 10% off or whatever it is, right?" And he's like, "Oh, well, I came here specifically because your website says you have a veterans menu that's set, you know." And, like, I'm like, who the hell
entitlement.
Are you, dude? Yeah. And this is the problem with the folks who never come out of the brainwashing of either the public school system or the military, that they have this sense of entitlement. They will tell you on a daily basis, "I fought for your freedoms." No, you didn't. You didn't fight for anybody's freedoms. You fought for politicians.
Whenever they tell you they fought for one of your freedoms, it's because they're trying to tell you not to exercise them. Mm. Like, you can't say mean things about the government. I fought for your freedoms.
Right.
My freedom to do what? Say mean things about the government.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. So thank me for my service and go about your business.
Yeah. So, again, I just want to say thank you to the veterans for, you know, reposting a profile pic so that everybody else knows where the order file is.
Still brainwashed. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, apparently some of the strictest gun control in the country is happening in Oregon. And, Captain, you have a story about that. That's on the way. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like former President Donald Trump is set to announce another run for the White House next week. That's according to Trump advisor Jason Miller, who spoke to former advisor Steve Bannon. Miller said it's going to be a very professional, very buttoned-up announcement on Tuesday. A Veterans Day observance was held Friday at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the wall memorializes those who defended people they never met during a time of intense polarization in the United States.
It is an extraordinary act to put on the nation's uniform. Leave the safety of your home, deploy to a war zone in a foreign land, and fight for the freedom of someone else.
The NFL is set to honor the late John Madden on Thanksgiving Day. Madden died last year at the age of 85. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. Ian, the captain, and nobody joining you tonight.
Here.
The number is 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Also, we mentioned it earlier, but it deserves another mention. Beard Talk Live coming up tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern Time. I almost thought it was tonight because you're here, Captain, and you're usually here on Saturdays.
Yeah, well, we get an expanded kick-ass weekend here with me being here tonight. So
yeah, you're doing the four-hour marathon tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah. Four different shows. Free Talk Live tonight, Free Talk Live tomorrow, Beard Talk Live tomorrow,
yeah,
and then Free Talk Live on Sunday. So four shows, 3 days, one weekend. All it takes is you to listen.
All free. Indeed. So check them out on our video channel tomorrow night. It won't be on the radio. It'll only be at video.freetalklive.com and whatever other video platforms that our show happens to be on and haven't been banned from at any given moment. But you generally will find it over at video.freetalklive.com. Presuming everything goes well from a technical perspective, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Joe is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe. Uh-oh. I don't know if if you got a good cell signal there, Joe. We could not make out a word of what you just said.
How about now? How's
that's
everybody
better.
Doing?
That's much better. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Thought you were John Fetterman there for a minute.
He's the senator of Pennsylvania now, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Brain damage.
He had a stroke, so it's kind of nice to make fun of him.
Yeah, he had
it's,
to.
It's not, and if he wasn't trying to rule me, I wouldn't do it.
Right, and just to make it clear, my point of view on this is that he wasn't dumb enough to be a politician until post-stroke.
Yeah, he was dumb enough before the stroke. But
yeah, he's just another tyrant, just another wannabe or actual tyrant.
Yep, I got like a service that sent me an alert and said invest in ALT altcoin, and I just wonder if you guys had ever heard of it.
Okay. Altcoins refer to pretty much any coin that is not BTC.
So we did check, by the way, Joe, during the break, we went and we looked for an altcoin that might be called altcoin, and there is one, and it is a zero coin. I mean, it has almost zero value. It is not worth anything. It is just a terrible, idea, in my opinion. Now, again, I'm not an investment
this
advisor.
This is not the alt you're looking for.
Yeah. Now, that's what's not clear with what you've asked is, are they telling you to invest in something specifically called altcoin, or are they suggesting that you get into the category of altcoins, which is a plural, a category which literally contains over 10,000 different options?
I don't know, because like I said, I'm not good with computers or anything.
Yeah.
I just called you guys up because you guys are experts.
So, we're only experts.
My expertise says be sure to find out what you're doing before you do it.
Yeah, we're only experts because we're not from around where you live, right? Like, we're by no means are we financial advisors, but I think that most people would say, most people with some experience in the cryptocurrency world, and the three of us have some large amount of that, is you've got to do your due diligence. You've got to get to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and just start watching some videos. Get your mind wrapped around some of these new concepts that you're going to encounter out there if you're looking to get into what they call altcoins. The reason why they're called altcoins is because they are alternatives to Bitcoin. Bitcoin was the first, the original, the granddaddy of all cryptocurrencies, and since that time, at least according to coinmarketcap.com, which is a handy website that lists a bunch of these things, there are now 21,723 of these things. And as you might imagine, that's a lot of different options for you to choose. I don't know if you want to throw a dart at a dartboard or how you're going to pick this. But that's the real challenge with these coins is you don't ever know which ones are going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
It could be any of them. It could be none of them. It could be something that doesn't exist yet. So I would suggest if you want to get involved in this, you got to start doing research. If you don't feel comfortable with computers, you probably shouldn't do anything with this, in my opinion. I feel like this is not quite ready for a non-tech-savvy investor, in my opinion. That's just, that's just where I'm coming from on this. I think you need to be confident, or at least feel somewhat confident before you go this direction. And what you need to really do is have some sort of interest in the thing that you're investing in. You don't just pick something because some newsletter tells you to do so. That's a good way to get, caught in what they might call a pump-and-dump scheme. Who knows whether these newsletter people...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't know if these newsletter people are honest, and even if they are honest, they still might not know what they're doing, and they might be wrong about something, right? And so then you get taken for a ride, you lose all your money. So what I would recommend you do is just find some, cryptocurrencies that you think are interesting, try to learn about them, get some idea of what they do. Like we like some of the privacy coins, for instance, like Monero. That's an interesting one. Will it ever be anything? I have no idea. I cannot predict the future. Right now, it's like the number 30-something cryptocurrency by market cap. Some of us believe it should be in the top 10, but it doesn't matter what we think.
Right.
It matters what the market wants, and maybe the market doesn't value privacy right now. What will the market value in the future? I have no idea. And unfortunately, neither do did any of the rest of us. So, you know, don't ever put anything in that you can't afford to lose. I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. And then as we learned earlier tonight, and keep being taught this by the market, keep your crypto, your altcoins in your own wallet that you have custody of. Don't give it to the newsletter guy. Don't give it to one of these exchanges because you might be sorry later on, especially if the thing actually takes off and works out for you.
Thanks. That's why I called you experts.
All right, Joe. Anything else you want to talk about? Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay, see ya. All right, we continue here. We go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, Veterans Day and what you're talking about, in my opinion, which seems to jive with yours, a two-part opinion here. Part one is you cannot defend the country, if we define the country as we the people, the citizens, by joining the U.S. military because the U.S. military appears to be controlled by illegitimate governors. I don't mean governors of states. I mean those that govern. And so... a better alternative, in my opinion, which was part two, is if you truly want to serve your country and defend we the people or your neighbors, your friends, your family, look at the state-of-the-art military equipment that people use nowadays, special operators, infantry, whatever, firearms, protective equipment, helmets, night vision, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and... It should all be legal, but apparently in some states you can't buy body armor.
That's true.
But buy those items in addition to having your food supplies or whatever else. But buy those military type items, which you are encouraged to buy under the Second Amendment. That's what the founders meant when they put a Second Amendment in there. They wanted you to be fully armed to a military standard, so that nobody could come and kill you and take your stuff. And so if you want to serve your country and defend the people, do that.
Thanks, David, for the call. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Was nobody trying to say something?
I don't know. Nobody?
Oh, well, he was just worried about my coming and taking his stuff, and I don't want to do that.
Okay, good. Me neither.
You're not that kind of guy.
I'm not that kind of guy.
We got time for you guys if you want to jump into the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up anything. Maybe we'll get the chance to talk about this Oregon ballot measure that apparently passed at the recent election.
So it seems.
And it's not going to be good for gun owners, that's for sure. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's also some good news for ballot measures. Colorado has become the second state to legalize mushrooms.
Oh.
And also, apparently, mescaline and DMT. More interesting things. More coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remaining here. Enough time for you if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And we also have...
nobody.
And the phones are open here. 603-283-6160. We talked a lot about the FTX situation. I think we've covered it to the maximum extent possible. If anything else develops of interest, we'll certainly let you know. It's affecting, I don't know how many thousands, tens of thousands, what their user base looked like. But it was one of the largest exchanges on the planet.
Hey, I got a new acronym for them, though. Or it's the same acronym, just new definition. The Failed Trading Exchange.
Yeah, there you go.
FTX. Yeah, it's right there in the name.
Yet another failed exchange, and there will be more in the future. So once again, custody your own coins. If you don't know how to, take the time to learn it, or you could be up S Creek without a paddle.
And like, if you're not particularly tech savvy, if you're not good with computers and things, maybe don't dabble in the cryptocurrency, right?
Get some gold, get some silver.
Yeah, maybe start with gold or silver, something tangible, something you do understand and can follow.
Yeah,
and
nice, good idea.
Yeah. Maybe get yourself $10 worth of cryptocurrency and find yourself a place where you can buy a cup of coffee and look at it at that level. So you're learning,
right?
But When you're learning, there's no reason to be juggling large amounts of money.
Right. Yeah. You don't ever want to go all in, on any investment, right?
Never go full retard.
Let's go to, speaking of that, Sarah is on the line. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. I learned about the Corral cows that we're going to bring into New Mexico, and they're Spanish cows. And they're smaller, and they're more acclimated to eat the shrubs than...
L heifers?
What did you say?
L heifers?
La heifers. They're kind of... They're called the Carrero cow. They're actually the cow family. They're not goats.
How do you spell that?
I don't really. I just heard it really quiet. There's two parts to it, but they're from Spain. But they're smaller. But they're related to the from Longhorn Texas cow or something. But I just heard it really quick. But I don't know. But I guess about the Madrid. I mean, it's become more of arid climate. So that if they run out of grass, they'll be able to eat like shrubs and things like that around this area. So and then they want like to hybrid it. I don't know if these cows could be hybrided with the cows that are here. I don't know how to do that. Are they? I mean, the genes have to match,
so
right?
These are cows that come from Spain. You're saying they're smaller than your typical cow. And they eat...
Right, the Angus is the most popular cow in America, but they're actually from England. But they mostly graze on grass. You've got to have grass. These ones...
The Spanish cows from England?
No, the Spanish cows are Carrero cows, and they eat more of the shrubs and whatever that's laying around here.
And
like,
do they still... Are they still useful for milking, or is it just for beef, or what?
Yeah, I think it's for mostly for protein. Uh-huh. I don't think they're for like for the milk cows, but kind of fascinating because I never knew that there were so many variations in cow species, and I never knew that there.
Well, it's
that
like there's a whole world out there, Sarah. Have you ever considered moving to Spain? I hear there's a lot of communists out there.
Well, you know what? I was told that Italy, Spain, and France have turned quite communist. That's why they have had so much socialized medicine.
Right. Imagine that. You could just fly there, and then you could become a commie with all the others out there and then get yourself free everything.
Well, the thing is that this state is pretty much socialist communist.
Yeah, that's true. You get pretty much free everything in here. So why would you move?
Sarah, was it Criollo cow?
Is that what they call Criollo cow? I think it sounds about
right. How do you spell it, Captain?
Criollo.
I'm glad you found it.
It's almost as if, you know, like somebody should invent a thing where you can type in small cows from Spain, New Mexico.
I did that. I couldn't find it.
Oh, that was the first result. The Criollo, a heritage breed descended from Spanish cattle brought to Mexico centuries ago, evolved in northern Mexico's rocky, arid climate.
You know what? Good call tonight, Sarah. You called about something different. I appreciate that because, you know, we have this new rule for Sarah and anybody. If you keep calling about the same thing, we got to make you call about something new. We got to freshen it up. Bring something new to the table. Thanks for the call.
Does that where like the mini cheese things come from? Is small cows?
Baby bell things?
Yeah, the baby bells come from small cows.
That's a good question. Captain, you got news about a ballot measure that is bad news for the people that like gun rights and freedom to defend yourself in Oregon. What happened?
From OregonLife.com. Now, the full tallies aren't in yet, but this is projected to have passed at this point. Oregon voters passed one of the country's strictest gun control measures, a long-sought goal of grassroots faith-based campaign. Partial returns tallied as of, this is yesterday, 11:15 p.m., showed the measure leading 51-49%. Most of the votes left to be tallied were in Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties, all which favor or heavily favor passing the measure.
These are city areas?
Yes. The measure will require Oregonians to obtain a permit to buy a gun after completing a firearm safety course and would ban the sale or transfer of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition.
Oh, man.
It will also close the so-called Charleston loophole by requiring state police to complete full background checks on buyers with permits before any gun sale or transfer.
Oof. Wow.
Under federal law now, firearms dealers can sell guns without a completed background check if the check takes longer than 3 business days. So the other thing I want to point out, it's not in this article, in the other article.
So they're saying now the background check has to be completed?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And
so
also,
they can just drag their feet as long as they want now.
Well, yeah, and that it says you have to complete a firearm safety course. What this article doesn't say that's in the other article is that the police are the ones who have to give this course, but they don't actually enforce it. So if your local law enforcement agency is like, yeah, we don't have the staff to give that course, well, then you could be stuck without being able to take the course to satisfy this law that they're passing.
Right.
So,
or they could just hold it up by just saying, well, we're just too busy. We're backed up on the applications on firearms licenses. So maybe we'll get to you in 6 months. And then if they don't do it, it's not like they're obligated to do it in any certain amount of time. Look, this is a heads up. This is an alert to anybody that actually cares about gun freedom. You have to get to places that care about gun freedom. Yeah. If you live in a place like this where it can just your freedom can be taken away by a simple 51% vote, you're in a seriously bad place, and you need to get out of there. Now, where you should go, I would say if you are a right winger, you need to go to places like, you know, Montana or Florida or Texas or something like that. I don't know which of the places. Arizona, I hear, has good gun rights. Maybe that's a better option for people out west. But if you love liberty and you're a libertarian, you're a voluntarist, you understand anarchism and things like that, and you actually care about liberty, you got to get to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is currently the number one most gun freedom oriented place on the planet. Basically, the only problem with New Hampshire is they don't let felons carry guns. That's the only issue that we have here right now, because you can carry without a permit as long as you're not a felon in New Hampshire. You can open carry without a permit here. And if you want to get the permit for whatever reason, maybe you need reciprocity in some other state and you're going to go for a visit, it's $10 and it's like half a sheet of paper.
Just a little bit more. Oregon joins Washington, D.C. and 14 other states that have enacted similar permit-to-purchase gun laws.
Okay, cross all of those off your list, whatever 14 those are.
And they don't list them here. 9 states and Washington, D.C. have adopted laws banning large-capacity ammunition magazines. That's really the nuts and bolts of this. You can, you know, feel free to search it yourself. And apparently, Ballmer was somehow behind it. The Steve Ballmer, at least money to.
Oh, is that the Microsoft guy?
Yeah, the former CEO. Connie Ballmer, a Seattle philanthropist at the University of Oregon.
By the way,
the top contributor.
Check out, if you love liberty and you haven't yet, check out the new Live Free and Thrive. It's 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, and so should you. It just came out yesterday. It's available on the Kindle format right now for free. You can go to tinyurl.com/101NH. And it's 101 reasons why, if you care about freedom, you've got to be in New Hampshire. There's just no doubt about it. Although, like I said, if you're a conservative, you probably don't really care about freedom, so you should be in a conservative state like a Texas or a Florida. So it's only for liberty-minded people, people that understand what freedom really means. Your freedom to live your life as you want, as long as you don't harm other people. But it's a great book. It's free for the next few days. So you've got through Monday to go to tinyurl.com/101NH. Grab this. You don't have to have the actual Kindle. You can get an app for your favorite device. You can read it that way. It'll, of course, be available later, like PDF formats and things like that. They're trying to push the book up on top 10 lists or whatever, the top 100. They want to crack into that on Amazon. So that's the idea. It's tinyurl.com/101NH. I just finished reading it last night. It's fantastic.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.